Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, greetings. Welcome, and greetings, radio audience. You have tuned in to Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. You believe that today, beloved? Well, it is so. Well, it's a beautiful spring day. We're just claiming this spring ahead of time. Beautiful weather, March 14th. And you're tuned in to Health by Design radio program. And if you'd like to dial in today to speak with the host, just dial 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. And we continue to bring you those topics and those subjects that will lead to a better information for your health, health improvement, health education, wellness, and well-being. And once again today, radio audience, we're coming to you live, and we're going to be talking about colon cancer prevention. As you may be aware, this month is Colon Cancer Awareness Month and Prevention. So we wanted to come to you, give you some information, give you the tools of education that you would need so that you can be successful in your health and wellness in every area. We want to invite you to listen to our broadcast and the podcast. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth, www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. You can follow us on Twitter, friend us on Facebook, go to the website at www.alphahealthrx.com. And we want to thank you once again for tuning in today. We'll have some announcements that will be coming from the announcer, and we will give you a little bit more information. Before we go to the break, I'd like to let you know that colon cancer is beatable and preventable. I would like to let you know that it's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States. Each year, about 140,000 Americans are diagnosed with colorectal cancer, and more than 50,000 people die from it. But this disease is highly preventable by getting screened beginning at age 50. And we'll talk about some of those things. We'll go over prevention and some other areas today. But first, you want to, you know, if you're between 50 and 75 years old, you want to get your baseline screening. Well, at 50 is the baseline. But then you want to get screened for colon cancer regularly or yearly, and your doctor will give you more information with how often he would like you to get screened. But usually you start with a baseline screening at age 50 if you have no symptoms. Of course, if you have symptoms before that age, go ahead and go to your doctor and have them evaluate you. Screening tests help prevent colorectal cancer by finding the precancerous polyps that have normal growth so that they can be removed. So, again, radio audience, you've tuned in to Health by Design radio program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. God wants you whole in every area of your life. Dial in 718-508-9457. And now to some announcements.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, 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 welcome back, radio audience. We thank you for tuning in. You can tune in week by week. This is Health by Design radio program, and we want to lift you up, health in all three dimensions, spirit, soul, and body. And we aim to educate you and empower you to take control of your health. Today we're talking about colon cancer, what it is, prevention, and some things that you can do to empower yourself and take control in that area. We'll then go to the phone line, see if we have callers calling in with any questions or comments. We thank you for tuning in today, and we always welcome you to call us and ask us your questions and get your answers that you've been looking for. So people with an average risk of colon cancer can consider screening at about age 50. But people with an increased risk, such as those who have a family history, should consider screening a little sooner. African Americans and American Indians may consider beginning colon cancer screening at age 45. Those who have a history in certain ethnicity, African Americans and American Indians. Several screening options do exist, each with its own benefits and drawbacks. And you and your doctor and your practitioner can decide which one is appropriate for you. Now let's talk about some lifestyle changes that you may participate or be active in these particular lifestyle changes to reduce your risk. You can take these steps to reduce your risk of colon cancer and prevent changes and basically by making some changes in your everyday lifestyle. One which we talk about on this show often is eat a variety of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Fruits and vegetables and whole grains contain vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants, which may play a role in cancer prevention. And we're sure at this point that it does. There's a lot of research and literature and information that fruits and vegetables, especially there's some with high antioxidant content, a lot of your berries, your blueberries, strawberries. We just encourage you to eat those fruits and vegetables. And you can mix it up a little bit. Now, this thing about alcohol, it keeps coming up. We want to say that if you drink alcohol, you must do it in moderation, if at all. If you choose to drink, you must limit the alcohol you drink to no more than one drink per day for women and two for men. However, alcohol is very, very pervasive. It is a drug. It's a CNS depressant. It interferes with metabolism in your liver. And so there are some concerns with drinking alcohol. I know that sometimes there's certain brands like a little red wine was like considered medicinal. It has some cholesterol lowering effects, but in general, if you're not needing to drink alcohol because it's not really something that we encourage or if possible, because alcohol just interferes, and even if people are taking medications, and there's interactions that occur with alcohol. So if you can avoid it, avoid it. So this recommendation regarding colon cancer prevention is definitely limit your alcohol. Stop smoking. And, you know, with regard to stopping smoking, there are many programs available, even in the state of Florida and maybe any other states that will allow you to join a program, and you can even get free nicotine patches and chewing gum and different things like that that will help you and aid you with. So we have smoking cessation programs that are available. If you need more information, go to our website, www.alphahealthrx.com. Give us a call. Dial in. You can also submit your request on the website for more information that you would like. Of course, exercise. Exercise during the week. Try to get at least 30 minutes of exercise on most days.
And, of course, if you've been inactive, you can start slowly and gradually go up to 30 minutes, but ideally 30 minutes at minimum 3 times a week, but daily exercise is recommended. And, of course, you can talk to your doctor a little bit more, especially if you're in the doctor's care. It's what exercise program is appropriate for you. We do have the Health by Design Wellness Program. You can join that as an individual, a group, an organization. We kind of motivate, coach, encourage, and the like. You can find out more about that as well on the, either on the Facebook page as well as on our website. Of course, another area is maintaining a healthy weight. And there's been talk about being, you know, many Americans being overweight at this time, but not to be alarmed, because this goes by the body mass index. And it's, you know, there's a certain weight you need to be at for your height. And if you go over that, then they have done research to determine that you should go ahead and get within your range. And we have more information about that if you need it. But in order to, it depends on your BMI, whether you'll be considered in the normal range or you'll be overweight. Now, obesity is something that has to be treated, has to be addressed. But being overweight is just something that you definitely need to look into, knowing that you can lose for health purposes. Not so much for cosmetics, so I can look good and be buff and be super duper, you know, for health reasons, to lose that extra weight, okay? And so when we come back from the break, we'll answer any questions and talk. Then we'll talk a little bit about certain causes and risk factors that may be relevant as far as your effect in getting colon cancer or expose you to get the colon cancer or be affected by that. So we'd like to take a break and then come back and answer any questions and see if there are any callers on the line. Again, please dial in today. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. You can dial in to the radio broadcast, 718-508-9457. Now to our announcer.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio audience. You are listening to Health by Design radio program. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. We aim to educate you and bring information that will empower you, control of your health and well-being. We're talking this week and this month, we'll be talking about colon cancer prevention and awareness. We'll also bring on a special guest speaker will be coming on next week, and we'll be addressing some of the root causes. We also like to give you some spiritual insight as to what you can do to improve your health and wellness as well. So some of the symptoms for colon cancer include changing your bowel habits, including diarrhea or constipation, or changing the consistency of your stool, rectal bleeding or blood in your stool. So if you notice some of these signs or symptoms, sometimes if there's bleeding, it may just be from hemorrhoids, of course. But then if you have blood in the stool or you're just not sure at all, or if you fall into the category of the age to be screened anyhow, which we said at least by 50 a baseline, and then for certain ethnicities as early as 45 years old. Persistent abdominal discomfort. We're talking about symptoms that be indicator of signs for being tested to screen for colon cancer. Persistent abdominal discomfort, such as cramps, gas, or pain. A feeling that your bowel doesn't empty completely. You know, that there's still more that you need to be able to empty out of your bowel. Weakness or fatigue and unexplained weight loss.
And many people with colon cancer experience no symptoms in the early stages of the disease. And that's why the screening is so important. That's why, you know, most everyone at the age of 50 years old can consider, after talking with their doctor, just getting a baseline screening, colonoscopy, and that way to be sure. When symptoms appear, they'll likely vary depending on the cancer size and location in your large intestine. Okay, when to see the doctor. If you notice any symptoms of colon cancer, such as blood in your stool or persistent change in bowel habits, make an appointment with your doctor. Talk to your doctor about when you should begin screening for colon cancer. And guidelines really recommend colon cancer screenings. Again, we talked about it, begin at age 50 for the guidelines, and then a little sooner if you have certain risk factors, such as family history of the disease. Now, let's talk a little bit about causes. Sometimes people want to know, is there a cause for the disease or the condition that occurs? In most cases, it's not clear what causes colon cancer. Doctors know that colon cancer occurs when healthy cells in the colon, of course, become altered. In most cancers, that's what happens with cancer. Your normal healthy cells become altered or damaged, and when they duplicate or replicate, they don't replicate, or not to get too fancy, of course, there's a DNA pattern that we all of our cells must follow. And if the cell is damaged, and when it goes to, you know, your cells are constantly replicating, duplicating, multiplying, and all that. But unfortunately, if it does not make the correct information, doesn't get, or it's damaged, then the cells may not reproduce properly, and new cells. Then the cells continue because there's nothing to stop the colon cancer, to stop the cells from replicating. They're kind of like, in a simple terms, it might be considered growing kind of out of control. And so the cells are continuing to multiply, and since they're not normal cells, then there's nothing. It's not reading the right information, is not being communicated that, you know, okay, it's time to stop growing at this point. And then eventually cancer cells can invade and destroy normal tissue nearby and travel to other parts of the body. But we don't want that. We talk about prevention. We talk about exercise. I just want to mention here briefly, that we talk about prevention. We talk about going to the doctor. We talked about eating right, exercising, doing all the things that we can do, and antioxidants, and getting your fruits and veggies and juicing, and all the things that can help. Sometimes, as far as causes, sometimes there's inherited gene mutations, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about when the cells begin to grow, abnormally, or grow in a pattern that is not normal, then that's what we call a mutation. And sometimes these mutations are inherited. But inherited mutations don't make cancer inevitable. It doesn't mean that you will get it. But, you know, it might be, as would be considered a risk factor. And so we talked about a few causes, things that when we talk about the causes, more like what's happening in your body physically that's going on with your cells and with those things. So other than really a specific cause is not really pinpointed. But, again, we want to focus on the things that we talked about with prevention, because those are the areas that we really can hone in. And once again, making lifestyle changes, eating a variety of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Do not drink alcohol or in very moderation. Stop smoking. Smokes and cigarettes, they do have carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. Exercise. Daily, if possible, at least 3 times a week. Maintain a healthy weight. And again, the diet we talked about with, containing of fruits and vegetables and whole grains and maybe the grains and the almonds and then the granola and things that would be more healthy for your body. Now, talking a little bit about, we were talking about some causes, and let's see. Now, when it comes to risk factors, we'll talk a little bit about risk factors. Then we'll have some announcements coming from my announcers. Remember that, if there are risk factors, the risk factors are just that, mean that you must say, well, okay, this is going to happen to me. But it's just being aware of it so that for example, the first risk factor is older age. And as we know, as we live longer and longer, we will get older. And the great majority of people diagnosed with colon cancer are older than 50 years old. Colon cancer can occur at younger people, but is not as frequent. So, if you look at risk factor in terms of age, then you say, well, if I reach 50, then I am in the risk factor for colon cancer. Not that I would get it, but let me just go ahead and get, by my doctor's recommendation, a screening. We did find out that African American descent, African American race, seem to be at a higher risk for colon cancer than people of other races. So if you're African American, please be aware of that. Please follow the prevention areas that we talked about, as well as the screening that would need to take place as well. Screening is actually obviously a part of prevention. Personal history of colon cancer or polyps. If you've already had a colon cancer or polyps, you have a greater risk of colon cancer in the future. So what you want to do is then usually if you get your baseline colonoscopy, they'll ask you to come and repeat it, like within 5 years or so. And, it's best to follow the doctor's recommendation. Inflammatory conditions of the bowel, chronic inflammatory diseases of the colon, such as ulcerative colitis, which is another condition, Crohn's disease, which is another condition of the colon, they may increase your risk of colon cancer. Inherited syndromes, such as genetic syndromes and things that may be passed down in the family. Of course, I think we talked about family history of colon cancer and polyps. And we talked about the diet. So, a good diet and with fruits and vegetables and eating right and eating healthy and lowering your fat consumption and the sugars and eating more fruits and vegetables will be recommended. And the flip side of that is if you have a low-fiber, high-fat diet, colon cancer and rectal cancer may be associated with the diet low in fiber, which that means it's high in fat and calories. So the results are not exactly 100% but we do realize that they have found that persons who eat diets high in red meat would be at certain risk for colon cancer. So we're just talking about a few factors that may increase your risk of colon cancer, and so we want to be just educated, we want to be aware of this, and we want to do what we can to change. So we'll have a quick announcement from our announcers, and then we'll come back and finish talking a little bit about risk factors and prevention of colon cancer. And I believe we may have a caller on the line, and we will see if there are any questions or comments. Now to our announcer.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com.